I'll be reading tonight from Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah 10, 23 and 24. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. Correct me, O Lord, but with justice, not with thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing.
Good evening, everyone. Do we have a picture? Good. So doing it our own way isn't exactly the same as doing it God's way. And I have these three characters on our list tonight. Frank Sinatra, he did it his way, and his life is over. Elvis did it his way, and his life is over. If you remember my lesson on Obroy, and how Obroy was such a terrible pessimist that we could never cheer him up, and he had his plastic smile that he took back with him to wherever he went. But this was one of his favorite guys. I don't know if I have Friedrich Nietzsche, I guess. And Friedrich would say, you have your way, I have my way. As for the right way, the correct way, and the only way, it does not exist. And so here we have two guys that did it their way and a guy that says there is no right way. And then you have Jesus who said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So there is obviously a way, and that way is Jesus. So we want to remember to try to do things his way and not our way. Our way is futility. In Jeremiah 10, 28 through 24, he says, I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. Correct me, O Lord, but with justice, not with your anger, or you will bring me to nothing. And the proverb writer believes it so strongly, and we believe is inspired of the Spirit of God, that he says it twice. Proverbs 14, 12, there is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. So when we look back on these three guys and we think, well, their life is over, did they do it God's way? And that would be the important question for each one of us. The human way is an astray way. Astray way, a way gone astray. Isaiah 53:6, all of us like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. The one that we know as the way and the truth and the life, the one through whom no one can come to the Father except through him, is the one who has taken our sin so that we can go to the Father. The Lord has caused the iniquity of all of us to fall on him, even though we, like sheep, have gone astray. But you know, if you look at the picture, it's a very cute, you might say, pastoral scene, huh? And they're with the green grass and the roadway, and they seem to be having a wonderful time. Like so many people that we know, and sometimes we ourselves, content with the things of the world when we ought to be content with the things of God. In Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, we can see again the idea that God's thoughts and his ways are not only different, but they're better. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 65, 1 through 5, we can see that the way of human beings actually annoys God. It's like a terrible smell in his nostrils. Last week I talked about how where I lived we would burn coal in order to heat the campus, and outside the campus they would burn piles of unrecyclable trash, plastic, that would have an acrid, terrible smell. And I think of that when I think of the last few words in this passage. He says, these are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. So God says, I permitted myself to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I permitted myself to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here am I to a nation which did not call on my name. I have spread out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in the way which is not good, the way which is not good, following their own thoughts, a people who continually provoke me to my face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on bricks, who sit among graves and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh and the broth of unclean meat is in their pots, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you. These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. As if these people knew more than God, as if their way was better, but yet so many people in the world today, and sometimes we forget and choose our own way over the way of God. We are to know the way of God. The psalmist in Psalm 81, 11 through 14 says, but my people did not listen to my voice. And remember, God uses Israel not only to describe that nation, but also to describe the Christian, the heavenly Jerusalem, the Israel of God. And he said, and Israel did not obey me, so I gave them over to the stubbornness of their heart to walk in their own devices. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. And in Psalm 95:10, for 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who err in their heart, and they do not know my ways. So we need to turn or burn, right? You know the old saying, turn or burn, repent or perish. Turning prevents burning. Danger, wrong way, turn back. When we realize that we are among that category of people who are doing things their own way, we need to turn ourselves back to God's way. And if we're already doing things God's way, we need to remember, stay on that road. Psalm 25:4-5, make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. Psalm 119:59-60, I consider my ways, I considered my ways, and turned my feet to your testimonies. I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments. That's a success story right there. Someone who considered their ways, realized that their ways were lower than God's ways, and turned to the way that is better, the way that is eternal, the way that is life, the way that is light, the way where the spiritual blessings are found. Psalm 128:1, how blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Psalm 25:8-12, God and upright, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. God not only provides a way for us, but through his instructions shows us the way that we should choose. We are not robots. He did not make us to be programmed to do just the thing that he said without a choice, but to do the thing that he said as a choice, in the way that he should choose, in the way that each one of us should choose, God will instruct us. You see here a tree spreading out, taking up the whole landscape. If I didn't have to put these words in the way, it would spread all the way across the computer screen, all the way across this big screen behind me. But we need to remember that, like that tree, mankind's own way passes away. That tree can't last forever. Psalm 37:34-36, wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked, violent man spreading himself like a luxuriant tree in its native soil. Then he passed away, and lo, he was no more. I sought for him, but he could not be found. but God's way is eternal. Proverbs 3, 1 through 6, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe His reproof. For whom the Lord loves, He reproves, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain better than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her wisdom. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. The wisdom of God is a pleasant way. It's a path of peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge the deeps were broken up and the skies drip with dew. My son, let them not vanish from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be to your soul an adornment to your neck. It is wise of us to look around and see the dew falling from heaven, the sand blowing in the wind, the lizard jumping across the tree branch. All of these things are a part of God's creation. All of these things are testimonies to His existence. All of these things bring to mind the idea of who in the world other than God could have made the world and all that is in it. Such imperceptible wisdom, so deep that we really have just scratched the surface of it, of how God has done and continues to do what He has done and continues to do. Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. We need direction, strength, and help from God. We need to put our confidence in the fact that His way is higher than ours, better than ours, and the only right way. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back and tomorrow I will give it. When you have it with you, do not devise harm against your neighbor while he lives securely beside you. Do not contend with a man without cause if he has done you no harm. Do not envy a man of violence and do not choose any of his ways. How wonderful it would be to live in a world where we could bury the Smith and Wesson in the backyard and never need it again. Where we wouldn't have to lock our doors. Where we wouldn't have to secure our belongings. We wouldn't have to worry about it because it would be a world with no thieves, no murderers, no evil. Of course, that's not the world we live in, but if people were listening to God, it would be. For the devious are an abomination to the Lord, but He is intimate with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but He blesses the dwelling of the righteous. Though He scoffs at the scoffers, yet He gives grace to the afflicted. The wise will inherit honor, but fools display dishonor. Wisdom and foolishness, it's either God's way or our way. Some people say my way or the highway. And I guess God could say that to us, except He would say my way or the low way, because His ways are higher than ours. We need to believe in God's way. We need to trust that it's the right way. 1 Corinthians 1:18 through 21 The word of the cross is foolishness. The word of the cross, even to just consider how God did things and how different it is from the way we might think we would do things, the word of the cross is foolishness. The Savior of mankind, the Son of God, comes from heaven to be killed on a cross. Is that human wisdom? The word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. I like to watch shows about earth science and nature, animals and such things. And I often listen to the comments of the people who are so ingrained in a belief in atheistic evolution that they don't even consider another option to what they're observing. Everything they observe through those lenses. They never consider another option. Very unscientific, isn't it? John says, do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever. In our morning class, we've been talking a lot about David, and we were just zeroed in on David and Bathsheba today and how crazy David's plan really was, where one sin led to a lie and a lie led to murder, and just, you know, trying to manipulate circumstances, and he couldn't get things to work his way, and no matter what happened, it wasn't going to turn out right. A traveler, according to Nathan, a traveler came to visit the rich man. What was the traveler in that story? Was it not his lust? The lust came upon him when he was looking at Bathsheba. That was the traveler. He handled it wrong because he handled it man's way instead of God's way. The world is passing away, also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. Would man do it this way? A virgin shall have a child. A king will come from heaven and be born in a barn. The Messiah will come from the most despised part of the entire nation. That king's disciples will be commoners and tax collectors. Hey, if someone takes your shirt, give him your coat too. Does any of this look like man's way of doing things? The small, narrow gate leads to life. Not that big one that everyone's rushing through. The king lays his head on a stone at night. The king didn't come to call righteous people, but sinners. Lepers can be touched. Blind can have sight. Wise sheep can survive among wolves. The worst of sinners can be forgiven. The one who is forgiven more loves more. Food enough for one little boy can feed 5,000 people. Men can walk on water. Greatness is found in being like a child. Is that human wisdom? Everybody wants to prove their maturity by age 12. I am a man. I am a woman. I'm 12. I'm 13. I'm 14. I know everything. I'm not childish. I'm not a baby. John hates it when I call him my baby. What are you doing, baby boy? I'm not a baby. I'm a toddler. Okay. Greatness is found in being like a child. Making long prayers doesn't prove your holiness. A tiny gift from a poor widow is worth more than great treasure for many rich people. Giving wealth does not equate to giving your heart. Man's traditions are not always God's. Faith can move mountains? I thought it would take a nuclear warhead. Truth can make you free? I thought it was money. Tear down this temple and in 3 days I will build it up again. What? Jesus on the cross, asking forgiveness for those who are mocking, spitting, and torturing and killing him. Stephen, being stoned, stops before he dies to ask for forgiveness for those who are stoning him. Man's wisdom? No. A cross and a tomb, is that enough? Man thought so. No, that couldn't keep Jesus dead. When the dead are over, when the life is over, we're dead all over, like the old dog Rover? No. No. There will be a resurrection of the dead, some to life, some to judgment. God so loved the world that he did what? Gave his only begotten Son that we would not perish but have everlasting life. This is not human wisdom. Believing, repenting, being buried in water to begin a new life? What? That's a bath, isn't it? Not according to God's wisdom. That's the way of salvation. Loving and obeying God is better than life? Yeah, better than life. Well, that's really all I had to say. I just wanted you to know that doing it Frank Sinatra's way won't work. Doing it Elvis's way won't work. And doing it however you pronounce this guy's name, Friedrich Nietzsche, won't work. Doing it O'Broy's way won't work. Doing it my way won't work. But here's a way that works. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Well, I think we can look at the flip side of that. If you want to come to the Father, you have to come to the Father through Jesus the Christ. If anyone needs to respond to the message tonight or from what you've been studying or thinking or desiring, let us help you in any way that we can as we stand and sing.